In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. No man ever spoke as this man. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one that had authority. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. It might be an assumption, brothers and sisters, or a temptation on my part to assume that Jesus Christ needs no introduction, especially after preaching his name for half a lifetime. The temptation might be to find other interesting topics to focus on to pique your interest. And in some circles of Christianity, they have grown tired of Christ and preach on social and economic justice, or on various types of self-help. But here we preach, and so we should. It may be preaching to the choir, as they say, but the choir needs to hear about Christ again, as a break from singing. And if there are any newcomers, visitors in our midst, they may need some convincing that this is all about Christ. They may be distracted with all the pictures of his family and friends. How many times have I told casual inquirers that the Orthodox Church is the original church established in the Holy Land, in Greece, in the Middle East? And they still ask then, do you believe in Jesus? So that's reassuring in a way, that there's still much work to be done. And plenty of people that are not sure if we're Christians, and that we indeed preach Christ, the gospel Christ, who heals the blind man and taught with great authority as the way, the truth, and the life. And there are still plenty of people that have not learned about Christ, the true Christ, and are operating on rumors and false assumptions or false representations of Jesus Christ, or just operating under plain ignorance. But brothers and sisters, there is no place for false assumptions and ignorance about Christ here in this congregation if we are doing what is expected of us as followers of Jesus Christ. Someday, the newly illumined child Mary, baptized yesterday, will, even after having grown up in the church and hopefully receiving Holy Communion all her young formative years, someday she will still have to open a Bible on her own as a mature adult and learn about Christ for herself and decide and confirm again for herself, not taking any preacher's word for it, but at least hopefully prompted by what she hears and learns in church to do so, to read about Christ for herself. And I hope she will begin with the Gospel of John. That's a good place to begin. Over the years, some people have told me, Father, I wanted to read the Bible, so I started with Genesis, and I didn't get too far past Genesis. Got bogged down. So let's not get bogged down. Don't start with Genesis. Start with John. You can go back and read the first three chapters of Genesis, but let's start with John. St. John's Gospel, which is read in the church in this Paschal season, beginning on Pascha night, That's where to begin. It is the most theological gospel, at once the most complex, but also the most accessible to the great mystery of Christ. As we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." As Christ says in this morning's Gospel, "I am the light of the world." And if we know that, we can already know a lot. Just those opening lines of the Gospel of John, and we can go a long way with it. Who is Christ? Christ is God. He was always with God. He was not created. He is the one by whom all things were made, by whom all things were created. And as we read on in that same first chapter of John, we read, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I am never going to assume that you know this, that it's old hat, or that you don't need to hear it again. You may have had a bad week. You may have been tempted to doubt and question. So today, you need to hear it again. This is why you need to be in your Scripture, in the Word, as they say, for yourself, for your own upbuilding and edification. Not as an intellectual, but just to be in the Word. The backwoods of Alabama, there are mamas and mammies who are in their Bibles every day and know the Word of God better than me, and better than all of us. There's nothing intellectual about it. They just read it consistently, persistently, and stay in the Word. I had to read and learn the Bible in seminary for my profession. In fact, one semester, I had to speed read and skim the entire Scripture, the entire Old Testament and New Testament, for a general content exam, fitting that in with five other courses. And I still have those outlines that I did from that. But even with that, all kinds of things were jumping out at me, presenting the truth of God in all its manifold wisdom. Though I can't honestly say I've been back to Chronicles or Numbers too often since. But beyond any formal conversion to Christ, whether in infancy in the church or later, or even especially in one's conversion outside the church, since most of you who have converted to Orthodoxy already believed in Christ, you were Christians where you were before entering the fullness of truth in the church. We believe Orthodoxy is the fullness, not the corner, not having the market cornered on the truth, but the fullness of the truth of Christ that's everywhere out there, the fullness of Him who fills all in all, as St. Paul says in Ephesians. So there was a conversion experience somewhere along the line. Each of us, beside any emotional moment of conversion, of commitment or reconversion, however we might call it, each of us had to then sit down with a Bible and read for ourselves and say, "Here is Jesus. Here is the Christ I believe in. Here's what He did. Here's what He said. Here's how He lived. And here's how He died for me and rose from the dead." And the key is we needed to do that this past week. We needed to do that this past week. And also, and again, in this coming week, we need to do that. Sit down and open the Word of God. And shame on me for the weeks I only opened the Bible because of a sermon, that to prepare for the sermon, because it's my job rather than my joy. There's a whole world of truth, brothers and sisters, to be explored to be received in the Word of God. The Western world has grown weary of hearing about Christ. That's mostly because they have not known Him or taken the time and a little effort to know Him and to realize for themselves, not listening to any preachers or any denominations who misrepresent Christ, but listening and learning for themselves that no man ever spoke like this man. It must not be so with you. It must not be so with us who are called by His name. For what other reason do we have this simplest prayer that there is, the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me? To remember Him, to remember His holy name, and that we live by Him and through Him. But to read about Him also. To read about Him also. People say, if God is real, why does He never speak to me? Well, open your Bible and listen. Open your Bible and listen. It's the one place for sure where you read, and if you listen to what you're reading, God speaks to you. Even open at random and read. It may not happen in every sitting, but it will happen when God knows you need to hear, which is still most of the time anyway. For our God lives, and He is risen, as He said. He who has ears to hear, let him hear, Christ said. And so we preach. But hearing the preached word is not enough. So brothers and sisters, so may we read the word for ourselves, and may He open our eyes to see what He, our Lord and Savior, wants us to see. He has much more to say to us than I can tell you now, if we'll only listen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen!
Indeed, He is risen!